Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
When he sits around the White House, he sits around the White House. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So we got on the topic of presidential heights for some reason during the Armstrong and Getty show today.
Well, yeah, I was fantasizing about James Madison returning from the dead and hacking up people around the Capitol. And no Secret Service, you don't need to come see me. It's a spinning in the grave type reference.
And then
we were talking about how physically diminutive James Madison was and how he probably wouldn't really get very far.
Not only was he our shortest president at 5'4", James Madison was our lightest president. I now have the weight. So we went through the tallest presidents, Lincoln the tallest, then LBJ, then Trump. Those are your top three. Your shortest presidents were James Madison, Benjamin Harrison, Martin Van Buren, 5'4", 5'6", 5'6". But anyway, so they got the weights. I don't know how they came up with these. And also the BMIs based on the heights and weights.
There you go.
Everybody, I think, knows who's a fan of presidential history knows William Howard Taft was our biggest president. He was 332. He had a BMI of 42.3. That's a high BMI.
Yeah, it is. I'm not real up on BMIs, but it's got to be.
Anything over 29 is considered obese.
Shut up.
I know, and it's dumb. And to get down to not being obese, you have to be freaking skinny.
Yeah.
On the BMI chart. So I'll leave the BMI alone then, but.
Well, I don't care. Doesn't matter. But Taft, known for being fat, better than being known for heading up all three branches of government. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and President Pro Tem of the Senate, right?
I didn't know the third one there. I knew he was in the Supreme Court, but
he was a senator anyway. If I'm wrong, sue me.
Didn't know Grover Cleveland was a big old boy.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. I can picture him. Big old mustache, big old fat face.
275.
Woo.
Back at a time when everybody wasn't 275, where half your friends were not 275 or dang close. I mean, you would have stood out at 275 back then. McKinley was 233. Zachary Taylor, 230. Man, we went through a period of time there, mid-late 1800s, where we were electing some big old boys.
Now, Zachary Taylor, I picture him being kind of thin-faced. But he's a big boy, huh? He just didn't gain weight on his face, I guess. Was Grover Cleveland the one that was reputed to be, he'd prefer to date fellas?
I don't think so. I don't think that's him.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Was it Hoover?
Oh, it was whoever it was. It was somebody around the time of Andrew Jackson, because he made the reference to Aunt Nancy and Miss Fancy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember who that was, though. So, it doesn't matter.
Teddy Roosevelt, 237.
Another fat boy.
Pretty big guy.
I hope he had a fat, big old horse to ride him around.
Trump, they got at 245.
I believe it.
Chester A. Arthur, 238. Man, we had some big presidents back in the day. Clinton's 234. Clinton was a big old fat boy. Still, well, he got skinny after his heart attack, right?
How tall a guy was Clinton?
6'2", I think. Oh, I just looked that up.
I tell you what.
Yeah, 6'2".
You add another inch or two of height to the same fat guy. That's a lot. I mean, like, if I were, I'm about 5'10 at this point. If I were 6 foot, I would probably weigh at my current weight. I'm about 200 pounds right now. I'd probably be 215, 220, don't you think?
Yeah, height adds a lot of weight, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean at this point? Are you shrinking?
Yeah, I used to be 5'11".
You've shrunk an entire inch?
Well,
that's not possible.
Well, now, remember, it can be a tenth of an inch, and, you know, you're no longer 5'11". But, no, it's a significant amount, yeah.
Really?
Are you sure you haven't?
I'm absolutely pretty positive. I know exactly how much I've shrunk because I had myself laser measured for chemotherapy.
Oh, that's right.
And I had, I'd been calling myself 6'1 my whole life, but I was really 6'3".
Hyperbole.
So if I had any shoes on whatsoever, I was 6'1". But I'm 6'1" now, so I've lost a half an inch.
Yeah, I've never been laser measured, so I couldn't tell you that. I just know for my entire life going to the doctor, they'd say 5'11", blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they started saying 5'10".
Huh.
I said, wait a minute, I'm no James Madison over here. Let me see that thing.
Yeah, ground down by life, is that it?
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. And you just compressed, my vertebrae are compressed, and just my feet are flat, and my hips are wore out.
Is it gravity that just pulls us down?
Well, more or less, yeah. Yeah.
So if you, like, if you hung upside down to sleep at night, would you get taller?
Like a bat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I've actually considered getting those, what do you call them, the tables that tip you back and you kind of hang upside downish? Inversion tables?
To do what?
Just to spend a certain amount of time a day on them. It's supposed to be good for your back. Stretches out the muscles and takes pressure off the discs and stuff.
How tall are you, Michael?
5'8".
5'8"?
Yeah.
You'd tower over James Madison. Please.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to look you in the eye, he'd be looking you in the nipples. Father of the Constitution.
You'd walk up to him and do that whole thing of what's that on your shirt? And then hit him in the chin with your finger.
Oh.
Because you're 5'8 and he's 5'4. Because that's what you do to people who are shorter than you, don't you know?
Yeah, victimize them.
I would love to be taller.
You would?
Yeah.
How do you think that would have affected your life if you were taller in any way? Outside of, like, once you get past high school, would there have been any advantage to being 5'10 as opposed to 5'8?
I do think if you're taller, you're more confident.
Hmm.
Definitely.
That could be. Plus, the percentage of women who will not date a man shorter than them is significant.
5'8's tall enough, though. There aren't that many dames out there taller than 5'8.
Well, maybe Michael's dreamed of dating giantesses. I think you're being dismissive of his pain. I don't appreciate it.
Giantesses. Ah, boy. I'll wrap
I wish
up
Donald
here.
J. Trump, LBJ, or Abe Lincoln were here to whoop your ass.
Our slimmest presidents by BMI, which that part about BMI is it does combine height and weight.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy was only at 22.6 at 182 pounds because he was over 6 foot tall.
That's interesting. He was also ill with quite a few maladies.
Mm-hmm. Barack Obama, thin, 180. TJ.
Obama.
Thomas Jefferson. Chasing those slaves around. I'll keep the weight off. He's 181.
Oh, boy. Always with the slaves. You got to get to Link. I got to believe Lincoln, his height, because he was thin as a beanpole.
Lincoln at 6'4", 185. That's a thin dude.
Yeah.
Coolidge Light, 166. William Henry Harrison, 162. You get down to these weights in the modern world, you don't know any dudes who are 160 in the modern world.
Not many, no. No, indeed.
Coolidge, 160s. Harrison, 160s. Franklin Pierce in the 160s. John Tyler in the 160s. Andrew Jackson, who was a badass, was 154.
Ain't the size of the dog in the fight, Jack, right?
Dot, dot, dot. And the lightest was the shortest. James Madison, I could have wrestled him in high school because I was small myself, 122.
Wow. That's a little fella.
That is a little fella. You could just put him in your pocket and carry him around and ask him questions about the Commerce Clause or whatever you want to do.
I'm pretty certain I was that big as a 12-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wrestled at 103 as a freshman in high school. 117, I think, as a sophomore.
Wow.
And then I think my junior year, I was like 120.
Yeah.
I know. I was very, very slim.
Teeny little feller.
Hey, yes,
did you read American Lion, the book about Andrew Jackson?
I did, by John Meacham. Pulitzer
Prize winner. I read the whole thing. I hated it. No lions, not even one.
You read it. I'm down to the last page. There hasn't been a lion yet. There
when does
be a lion
Andrew
on
Jackson fight the lion?
Better be a lion on this last page. Nope, no lions.
But it was something, man. His childhood, starving poor. Virtually nobody to look out for him as a kid. He fought his way through life. I mean, like serious bloody fighting. And then as soon as it was time for swordplay, he'd go to hacking people or they'd hack him. He was just, his life, it made Joe Biden and his bent, rusty straight razors look like, the chess club.
Right. And my favorite quote from Andrew Jackson, any regrets about your presidency? Yes, I regret that I did not kill John Calhoun, who was his vice president.
Now that's a quote.
You know, if I was just 5'11", I bet I could have dated Jennifer Aniston.
There you go.
Oh, well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.